at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold, and Alan Witch, my awesome co-host, is with me in the house. What's
Dude,
going on, Alan?
I'm in the house. I wish I was near your house, but
right now,
I'm in my house.
Oh, man, it's beautiful at the beach right now. I can tell you that the weather has, we didn't even get a winter. I don't even know what happened. Now, that may not be a good thing because, you know, I do live on the Gulf of Mexico and you never know when the water doesn't get cold enough during the winter that, you know, we can stir up some hurricanes. So it is quite possible. It could be a little bit crazy this summer coming, but or hurricane season. But hey, you know what? We've got a hurricane of a show today. I can tell you that. I'm excited because I've been watching this guy. I just love him. He's just an amazing personality, and he's rocking the house, man. Let's talk about that, Alan.
Man, just looking at where he's cut, just since he was on our, this is round two for him, by the way.
Right.
Just where he, what's happened since the last show, which was, you know, the beginning of Q2 of last year till now. It hasn't even been a full year. It's been maybe a little bit more than half a year. Is absolutely outstanding, but a representation of what can be done with a vision and collaboration.
Right. Amazing. I'm telling you, I'm super impressed. He gets me fired up, man. I watch him and he's just doing what he has to do to influence the people that he, you know, truly loves and appreciates. And you can see that in everything he does. And he's got so much to share. So why don't we just get right into it, brother?
Let's get right into it. For everybody listening, Brandon T. Adams is back on our show. Brandon, welcome again to Think Bold, Be Bold.
Man, I'm excited. You know, it feels like it was yesterday I was on your show.
Okay, it was yesterday.
It feels like, but it was actually June. Like I said, I was in Iowa recording at that time. But man, in the past eight months, so many things have happened. And time flies when you seriously have a big goal, big dream, vision, and when you act on things. But I'm excited to share the journey and bring some value to your audience today.
Absolutely. You've hit some home runs since you were on the show last, man.
I've hit some home runs, and I've hit some that didn't go very far. You know, but I learned from them. I mean, the people always see the home runs, but they don't see the ones when you strike out, do they?
Sure. And, you know, that's part of it, though, and I think you really understand that, Brandon, is that, you know, part of success is failure. You know, they're really the two of the same things because we get to learn from what didn't work. But we also get to embrace and have, the excitement when it does work. And, you know, I always heard that, listen, you can fail a lot and you'll really only have to win once. And, but you're winning more than once. You're doing a lot of great things and you're helping, you know, some amazing people. You've connected with some just incredible people with their launches. And we want to dive into it, obviously, and talk about some of those things and get a good sense of, you know, what you've been up to and just random things that have happened and all of a sudden just growing and people that you're now connected with. And your influence is just, man, talk about influence. You talk about that a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, one thing I want to say there, like, people don't see, like, I'm all about the grind and the work that's involved. But if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And that's one thing for anybody out there. People are afraid to do things out of their comfort zone. People are afraid to take risks. And really, I think a risk in life is not going after things you really want and just being mediocre and just kind of being content. And for me is I like to scare the hell out of myself. I like to grow. And again, if it's not going to kill me, it's going to make me better. It's going to make me stronger. And even if it's a so-called temporary failure, really, it happened for a reason. And the things I look back in my life, even at 27, some of the big mistakes I've had and the old shits where I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? You know, it ended up being something that it needed to happen to form me into who I am today. And I believe the things that happen in our life really can help form us into that seasoned entrepreneur. And I know, and knowing too in the journey, is knowing that you're going to have obstacles. And I know it for 27, dude, I'm going to have some serious shit hit the fan over the next how many years that I live. And I know that I'm going to see some things that are going to be like, wow, how am I going to get out of? But knowing that and knowing that's going to happen, I am going to be able to overcome them. And I guess the mindset is always knowing that you can overcome anything and the persistence and never give up, because most people just give up. Like shit gets hard and they can't handle it. And for me, I'm not going to accept that. Failure is not an option. I would rather die. And just so that's one thing for people to have. And we'll get into the story. And that's why, so you guys know I have a book coming out, Live to Grind. It's a journey to the destination. And the whole point of the book is, yes, I'm going to share, well, I've raised $500,000 in a month for a book. I've done multi-six-figure campaigns in a short period of time and worked with the top influencers in the world with it. And we've created a TV show and everything else. But the whole part of it, the whole to get out of the book is enjoy the journey to your destination. Because what happens if you get to your destination, you look back and you're like, oh, that's it? That's all it was? I worked my ass off to get this point and I didn't even enjoy it? For me, you got to enjoy the journey. I love the journey, man. Like what I'm doing now and even some of the things looking back 2 years ago when I was sleeping in my truck and traveling the country and going on TV and doing some things that were really quite crazy. And looking back on, I'm like, I can't believe I did that. But I look back on, I'm like, I enjoy those times. I want more of those times. So for everyone, just enjoy your journey. Enjoy the moment. Because yes, it's awesome to have like Christopher, you were at the red carpet premiere for our TV show, Ambitious Adventures. Like that was a great moment.
So much fun.
So much fun. But you know what? People didn't see everything that Greg and I did and the things that we had overcome to get to that point. And we're still overcoming things. And so it's the grind every single day, the journey. Enjoy the journey, everyone. Please just enjoy your journey wherever you're at. Embrace it. Be in that moment. And just know, don't sweat the small stuff. Because things are going to happen. It's inevitable. Things will happen. Every day I feel like the most crazy things come at me that I wouldn't expect, but it happens and I overcome it. So,
right.
Yeah. So that's just kind of me talking really the mindset thing. One thing I want people to get across is it's all your mindset and enjoy your journey. And you guys obviously have had a lot more success than me and you guys have a little age on me, but it's like you guys have seen a lot of things and I mean, sure, you know too. The grind. I mean, think about some times that you've enjoyed in your journey. I mean, they were probably more fun than the destination, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times.
I think that's the whole joy, is I think people want to enjoy their journey. And I think a lot of people aren't, because either they don't like what they do or they're anticipating on what they could have be, do, or build down the road. And they don't, you know, take time to look in the mirror and go, oh, I just celebrate where I'm at right now. You know,
and that's the thing. They don't take enough celebrations. And again, you have to have your big goals. And I do too. But also, I need to celebrate the smaller wins. And sometimes I'm guilty as charged. Like, I don't celebrate it enough because I'm so, like, dedicated to that next step. I think we all wired as entrepreneurs. Like, we're wired to that. Like, okay, what's the next thing that we're going to accomplish? How are we going to get closer to that goal? But again, you got to sit back and relax and enjoy. I mean, even some of the things, you got to take time for yourself. I did for Valentine's Day. I took my girlfriend. We went to what was it? Universal Studios. Have you guys ever been there?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes. Lots of fun.
Yeah. So one thing I always take out of things that are like leisure time, I always try to get some kind of creativity and ideas for my business. So when we were in Universal, like you look at the Harry Potter ride, you look at the Hulk and all these rides, I think about this and my mind's going crazy. Literally, I'm thinking like somebody thought big to create these huge rides. And most people think, how does a human even create something like that? But they did. And for me, in that moment, I realized like people are creating these rides. Like I need to think bigger. I may not create the next like theme park, but you know what? I need to create the next something in my business that is thinking even bigger. And that day I actually was in the process of brainstorming a limited package. It's $100,000 package for me to sell. And I thought of that just because of that experience. And then you look at Walt Disney. Look at Walt Disney. You know how many people would have thought he was nuts when he said, I'm going to create these characters and we're going to create this magical land and do it. Well, he did it. He followed his vision, his dream. And now they have their own city. Like they have, like, it's just amazing. So these kind of experiences that I have, guys, and the ones that are like with my family and loved ones, I always take that experience and I think about things too, how it can help me in my life and my business on my journey.
It's incredible. And, you know, to that point, you know, thinking bigger, let's walk through, since you've been on last summer to where you are now, what, you know,
yeah,
can you remember all the things that are going on? Because, you got a lot, my friend, and it's exciting. It's absolutely exciting. But I want to bring this point up is that, you're busy with a purpose. You're grinding with a purpose. You're going somewhere and you're redefining as you go. And as you mentioned, you've been throwing some curveballs, but you're pivoting, you know, and that's a forward moving action. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you, you know, sometimes have to improvise, right?
Yeah.
But the point, you know, walk us through that, Brandon, because it's exciting, man. I'm on your website, livetogrind.com.
Yeah.
And it's just awesome.
Yeah. I want to give you kind of what you're going to learn in this story that I'll try to keep short. You're going to learn for one thing, one experience in the past 9 months where I've scaled a company that wasn't even thought of when we talked 9 months ago or whatever it was back in June, how I scale it to over six figures and it'll be easily a seven-figure business this year. And then also talk about my experience with crowdfunding, how we crowdfunded the largest docudrama in history. And then also how with our show and how I've become really a media company. So when we last talked, we talked about everything we're doing, but I end up getting, I don't know if I remember talking about this last time, but I did a Facebook Live back in sometime in June. And I talked about The Power of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, mm-hmm. which is a great book. I suggest it by anyone. And one of the people watching my Facebook Live, and this is why I teach people like the strategies for doing Facebook Live. One of the people watching was the producer of the Legacy of Thinking Rich, which at that time I didn't really know much about it. And it's basically a film. It's similar to Secret, the best example. But the film is based off of basically interviews of people that have followed the principles of Thinking Rich and applied it in their life and built huge success. And then also it's reenactments of different scenes from like the 3 feet from gold, the Henry Ford scene and all this. At that time, they were about, I don't know, 30% done with the film, in the process of filming for that. Well, the producer reached out and he said, hey, Brandon, like I've been watching you and you know, we've had hundreds of people reach out to be a part of this film and we haven't done this, but we love everything you're about and we want you in this film. And so that was like a surreal moment for me because that book is everything I've set my, like, I just lived off of it. And well, that led to one instance, but also they said they were going to do a crowdfunding campaign to raise some more money. They're actually raising money for investment in, but also they want to do a crowdfunding campaign to build more awareness and to raise more money because the film is not cheap. And so I said, well, hey, I have a company, Keys to the Crowd. We can help you. We can take this on. So fast forward, I got really, when I get obsessed and like when I take a project on as if it's my baby, I get really involved. So what we did is my team got involved, and not only did we back in the fall film, I was got filmed to be in the cast for Think the Legacy of Think the Rich. Actually that day it was John Lee Dumas, Joel Brown, and I.
Wow.
But the list of the cast in it are Grant Cardone, Bob Proctor, Barbara Corkin, Darren Hardy. And I'm out of the whole cast, I'm the youngest person on it. But so I got filmed to be in it, which it'll come out this spring. But also, we crowdfunded it. We raised less than 60 days, we raised $362,000 on Indiegogo, which led to I mean, more investment and other opportunities, which literally set up the foundation for the next 10 years. But we made it the largest crowdfunding campaign in history for a docudrama. And so we did that, but also they made me the financial advisor for the Team Think. I'm actually a part of the Team Think, the Legacy Thinker Rich. And we go back and forth on basically different things with the film and also for the fundraising aspect. And one of the huge accomplishments for me is I was at Napoleon Hill Day this past fall in Wise, Virginia, where they announced me as a financial advisor, but I got to sit with J.B. Hill, the wow. grandson,
oh, wow.
of, cool. or the nephew and grandson of Napoleon Hill himself. And literally, he told us stories of Napoleon Hill that most people don't even know of. And it was just like, it was a cool experience and just a great honor for me. And at that point, I'm like, wow, this is like, who cares about the money? Like, this is just something like most people dream of. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm sitting at this opportunity. So that opened up some doors for me in the film industry and also with crowdfunding. But keep in mind also during this time is when we had talked last, we were about to launch a campaign for Ambitious Adventures. Well, we ended up reaching our funding goal, raised over 50 grand for the TV show Ambitious Adventures. And we end up traveling to five different cities. We filmed all five episodes. We're in post-production right now. And Christopher, you were at the red carpet premiere a few weeks ago. So that was a great experience. And that changed everything when you can call yourself executive producer and co-host of a reality TV show. That's pretty badass. And it's been fun. Yeah. And again, so if you see the trend here, I'm in video. I'm big in the video world, the film world, and become an influencer in that industry. And I'll add in one more thing where this all kind of ties up and the lesson for people to learn is, so while doing all this, I saw these people reaching out. I saw the power of my brand, the power of being associated with literally the top influencers in the world and creating these films. And people like literally, they reached out more and more and more. And I saw the audience growing. And what I did is I'm like, you know what? I've always wanted to create my own kind of mastermind and my own kind of program. And I want to teach people how to basically become an influencer in their field, but get more exposure. Literally everything I did with my crowdfunding company, I want to teach other people. So, I mean, I just started. Most people, when they come up with the idea, like they try to make it just right. I'm the kind of guy, I act now. I don't mess around. I want everything done yesterday. So it was late on a Saturday night. I was actually having a vodka 7-Up and playing a little guitar that I don't know how to play. And I had this idea. And literally within 24 hours, I created this program and put up a landing page. And it was called the Accelerator Program. I didn't quite know exactly how it was going to be laid out. And we were selling 15 spots and they'd get some one-on-one with me, but also mastermind, basically regular mastermind groups, and they'd get access to my team. So we start out, we sold it for $1,000 a seat. We sold 15 seats right away in 2 weeks. And I spent no money on Facebook ads, by the way, literally just through my regular posts and Facebook Lives.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so we did a 6-week program and it was amazing. Like I knew it was going to be a great program, but I didn't think I was going to get as much success as I did right away. We had one person that went on to get a deal with the TV network and made a 6-figure deal in that time frame. We had one person that got really motivated and ended up becoming a bestseller in 30 days. Wrote the book from beginning to end and put it out, and she added so much value to my team that we brought her on the team. And just people doing these big successes, and I'm like, holy shit, I got something here. And I took the success from that. Actually, at the end, I pitched opportunities to work with basically specifically one-on-one with certain people in different projects to help them create some video content. And I sent out 7 emails. It's 12 emails total. And I spent 7 hours on them, 12 emails. And one lesson to be learned here is when you send out emails and you're looking for a sale, if you're looking to get people to buy your book, make it really personal. Because those 12 emails converted into $36,000 in sales. And so at that point, wow. I'm like, wow, we really got something here. So I did the next accelerator in January. We doubled the price. It was $2,000 a seat. We sold it out again. And then I'm like, wow, we really have something here. And now we did the last one. We put it to $5,000. And so we built a 6-figure business and something that I just had an idea drinking one night. And
so you're saying you built a 6-figure business almost by accident.
I mean, maybe you could.
Really?
I mean, I would have said
everything you touch has got gold or platinum on it, which I commend you for.
But here's the lesson. So here's what I did that most people don't do, and I see the main struggle with people. So we created this, and what I saw is people, if you really, I truly believe everybody, if you want to make a lot more money, you want to charge more for what you do, and we're talking like 10, 25 grand or more, if you want to do that, then you have to become a celebrity in your field. You have to become an influencer. And what makes you an influencer? What makes you an influencer is being more known, more exposure, but maybe you're writing a book, or maybe you're creating your own show, or creating your own podcast like you guys have, doing something that's different than the rest and being in front of your audience. And these are the things I apply to all of them. And for me, it changed everything. So what I do is I have people go through this program, and I really value my time. And that's why I charge so much, because I, like, they get a lot out of it. So what happens is I teach them how to become an influencer in their industry. And what I've learned with everything in the whole process is, for one, the scaling process. If you notice, when I first started, I didn't really know what it was going to be. I just put a number out there. I put out the content to sell it. I sold it. You know, I realized I got the video testimonials, and I'm like, you know what? Let's charge more. And because if it's selling out that fast, it's basically telling you need to charge more. So then I charge more, and then I realize it sold out too fast. So then I charge more. So for anybody listening, for one, just act on it. If you're sitting there on a Saturday night having a drink and playing some guitar and you have an idea, say, screw it, I'm going to do this, and then see what happens. And then from there, if you see success, just basically form it into what it needs to be. We started with a 6-week program that was 1,000, and now it's a 30-day program that's $5,000. And and we learned fast on it. And with all that happened with the filming and everything, I've really created a media company, guys. We have now coming out this month, we have our magazine, Accelerant Magazine, coming out. We have our TV show that I personally have, Live to Grind, and we have Ambitious Adventures. I have my event, Young Entrepreneur Convention, and other events that we're planning in the future. We do podcasting every week, and we have this whole atmosphere that's all about building up your brand in media. So we've built a media company, and I think anybody, you almost have to create, like the Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk has created his own media company, and he tells everybody, like, create your own media company. You know, don't necessarily have to do everything that I'm doing, but just pick one of them. And then one of the bigger game changers that I did is 2 weeks ago, we invested in a PR firm. So now we have a PR firm called Accelerant PR. So now if I ever want to launch any kind of product, if I want to launch a book, anything, we can get all the publicity we want. So since we last talked, it went from crowdfunding to the film industry to an Accelerant program, which turned into me basically building a media company that helps people become influencers, long story short. And that's where we're at today, man.
that's a great journey. And certainly, you know, to your point, you thought of something, you took some action on it, and you had the confidence that you'll figure stuff out and improve on it as you went along. And hence, your latest accelerator program being a shorter time period, more money, but at the same time, you're probably also leveled up the value that people are going to experience, because at the end of the day, and you mentioned this, and I wrote this down, people are getting results from, let's say, I don't want to say it was completely unorganized, because I don't think that's the fact. I think you had some idea where things were going, but you learned along the way, you pivoted where you needed to, and people were getting results, and you're like, whoa, wait a second. What if we really had our shit together?
That's the thing. You know, that's right? The thing. And the lesson for people to learn is, like, hey, if you're going to give me $5,000 and I turn around and give you $20,000 or more, right, that's a good investment, right, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And,
right,
and also, one thing I learned here too, Christopher, is the people going from like 1,000 to 5,000, not only when people pay 5,000, they're more committed, and you get, well, people that are more likely to go on to buy a $25,000 product or whatever else. But heck, I could spend my Mondays, I was doing 15 one-on-ones in a day, and I could do 15 one-on-ones, and that's at 1,000. Or I could do 6 at 5,000, which is less than half the people, which gives me more time, and I make the same amount of money. So you're getting the picture here. Like, people don't charge enough for what they do. And when you become an influencer, you can pick and choose what you want to charge, and you can decide if you want to work with people, because sometimes I don't care if they give me 10 grand. I don't want their money if I don't want to work with them. So,
right.
So think about that way. And that's why, again, it goes back to becoming an influencer and building up that brand. So you can charge what you want and work with the people who you want, because it's a much better experience, because I value my time so much. And when I'm working with somebody, I want it to be a good experience for both of us. I want it to be like, hey, we're like family, and like, I want to help you. Yeah. And we enjoy our call, versus somebody that you're on a call with somebody and it's like, ah, God, I wish I could refund them their money. I don't want to listen to them, because they're not going to listen to me and they're never going to do something, you know? Right. So yeah, it's a little lesson learned there.
I love, that's what it's all about, is those lessons. Because those lessons are where you definitely can provide value for people, you know, going forward as well, because you've learned. And I'm a big, you know, big fan of learning from someone who's been where I am and has what I want, for one, but yeah, also to trust my own self as I move through things, to start, you know, listening to myself. And that takes leveling up your skill set, and quite frankly, a lot of times just your mindset alone is so important, as you'd mentioned at the beginning of the show. So thanks for sharing that journey on the influencer and the things that are, you know, rocking out. Alan, I know you're itching for something. What do you got, my friend?
I love the, thanks, Chris. I love the fact, Brandon, that you reevaluate on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, and you pivot too, but you reevaluate. Here's what I mean by that. You take what you've done, you look at the results, you look at the results of the client, you look at your results, and you do two things. You elevate your own brand, you elevate your own worth, and then in return, based on more research and more collaboration, you elevate the experience that your product or your service offers your clients. So it's just this perpetual upward moving process that I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't do. They feel right, comfortable with what they do. They're going to continue to get more people at that price point. But when you elevate, you can make more money. Then you can take that and you can not only make more money for yourself, you can elevate the experience for the client. And I think there's an awful lot of people out there that are missing that piece.
Yeah, no, and you hit it, Alan, you hit it exactly on the head. I mean, it's, for me, like reevaluating, analyzing it, making it better. And most people, they're afraid. Well, they'd be afraid to jump from one. They'd be comfortable with the 1K. And me, I want to scale more. And even going from the 2 to 5K is like, well, can we get people to buy this? And we got people to buy it. And then we realized, like, this is where kind of your rate that you want to be at. And I think most people just are scared to do that. And for me, I said, okay, obviously it's more revenue, but I want to create more of an experience. And what we do now is, for our magazine, they have a chance to be featured in our magazine. There's they get to have listed in the magazine. There's like other add-ons that we give them, and it's a value to them. It's a win-win, but also with the more revenue we generate, it allows us to build up our brand more with the marketing dollars, because then we have more marketing dollars. We have more money to put in the magazine and the TV show. It's a win-win for everyone. But yes, again, and let's talk about experience. People buy from experiences. I buy experiences. Right. I mean, look at Universal. I mean, I think it was like $500 we spent to have that day. It was well worth it at Universal Studios. Walt Disneyland, like, you go there, you're going to be spending a lot of money, especially with kids. But you get an experience where it doesn't matter the cost anymore. So for your business, what are you doing that's creating an experience? So what I do is, for hiring clients, when they come here, and I actually have two coming in this month, what we do is, not only do we give them tangibles they can take away and deliver value, but I will, and obviously there's people that I want in my show, but I will create a whole episode for our show, Live to Grind, where they're in it. They're actually in, and they get a marketable tangent, and then they can say, hey, I want a show with Brandon C. Adams. And it's no different than what Gary Vaynerchuk's doing. He's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not quite at Gary's level yet. And that's the thing. Again, we create an experience. And I believe if you can create an experience for anyone, your customers, and if you can over deliver, you can charge what you want. And I urge everyone to do that. Because why?
Right.
The haggling prices shit sucks. It does. Like, I remember doing the bargaining process and like, oh, like, hey, well, let's meet in the middle. Let's do that. No, like, now I just, this is my price. Like, it is what it is. If you don't want to work with me, you're missing out. So for everybody, have that mindset. And we all are of value. And we all have the power to do that. What we're just afraid. And, you know, when you start charging higher, you build up confidence. And I'll tell you, once you sell a package for 25 grand and you get that in your bank account from just one deal, like, you build up this confidence. And I know, Christopher, like, I know we talked, like, from doing sales and commissions from different sales. I mean, when you get them big deals, even for me, when I raise a lot of money and I get a percentage of it, dude, that builds up your confidence. And it makes you oh, so much. And everybody needs that confidence, because the number one, I see that people lack is confidence. They lack confidence in themselves, and you gain confidence from experience, but also making more money.
Well, they lack the action that it takes to get that confidence. I think you're right. I think everybody's got that ability, but they hesitate. Right.
They hesitate.
So Brandon, starting out, you know, obviously you had some great things that you had, you know, built off of, you know, at the beginning. And, you know, for anybody that is perhaps listening in that is saying, well, you know, I didn't invent a product. I'm, you know, not the guy that has, or gal that knows anything about launching a Kickstarter campaign. You know, I believe everybody has a genius. What kind of advice do you give someone just starting out that wants to go down the road of the influencer? And as you said, you know, people start to, you know, show up. I mean, your tribe shows up, right? People show up that want to work with you. And that's the thing. What kind of advice can you give someone who, you know, is thinking right now, well, damn, I want to do this. I want to be a Brandon T. Adams and go at this and figure stuff out. What would you give them as a starting point?
Great question. I love it. And I'm going to knock this out of the park for you guys. And I want everybody to apply this. And again, I'm no different than you. I grew up in a town of 750 people, Garnerville, Iowa. Nobody's even heard of it. I grew up with a speech impediment. I had a lisp. And yes, I couldn't speak very well. And I had to overcome that from my own mindset. And I did. And all these different disadvantages. Heck, I got a 1.68 GPA my freshman year of college because I wasn't too into the college thing. But the whole point is, like, you can do this. And the starting point, I had to go through the same thing. I started from nothing and I had to just basically build up these teams that I have. But the starting point, the main things I got to say is start by building your brand. Build your brand. Your brand is everything. Your personal brand, because people buy from people. Build your own audience. You need to build your own audience. I don't care if it starts with you. If you have an iPhone, and most of you do these days, heck, use a Sounds app and record into the Sounds app, or you could buy a $60 lav mic and plug in and record in the Sounds app and create your own podcast show and upload it through Buzzsprout or Libsyn and start building your own audience. And that's what I did in 2015. You have to build your own audience, because people, again, people buy from people. You're building your own tribe. And then beginning, like, when you're literally starting with nothing, you don't even know, like, what it is, you first got to figure out what it is you want in life. What do you want? And that, again, you might not know. I thought when I started with Arctic Stick, I at the beginning, I had bought my dad's ice company out, and I thought I wanted to run the ice company my entire life. But I realized I was bigger than that. I wanted to actually do something that would make a bigger impact. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it wasn't my total vision. It's no different. Gary Vaynerchuk built up a huge company with, it was the wine business and his dad's business, and that's why I relate with him. But he wasn't like 100% happy, so he left that to start something else, and that's what I did. And anyway, so I had invented this product, Arctic Stick, and when I started, like, I thought I wanted to create a huge company selling Arctic Sticks. I stuck with Arctic Stick, but along the way, after a few years, I realized what I really liked, which is marketing and influencing people and, well, being in front of the camera. So I transitioned. So where I'm getting at here is, first figure out what you want to do, or at least figure out a general area and do something with it. Work towards it. And along the way, you're going to figure it out. And then once you figure it out, you figure out who has already achieved what you want to achieve.
Right.
For me, when I started out, I found a mentor. I paid some money. I got a mentor, Cactus Jack Behringer. He's in Iowa. He's made deals, made millions. He's done some cool stuff. And I learned from him. He's 5 years old. Sorry, Jack, if I said your age. But Jack, he's learned a lot more than me. And I just had him as a mentor, and I learned from him, and he minimized my mistakes. So find somebody who's already achieved what you want to achieve, follow in their footsteps. And if you want to find, and here's one, if you right now, here's the deal. If you're wherever you're sitting, if you have no money and you're in a point where you're willing to learn, what you need to do is you need to find somebody that's an influencer, or you need to find somebody that's done some cool stuff and they've achieved a lot. And you need to basically reach out to them and say, hey, don't say, hey, I want you as a mentor. Don't say, hey, can you give me advice? Say, hey, I love what you're doing. I want to help you. Honestly, I will work for you for free. You don't have to pay me. I just want to learn from you, and I want to bring so much value to you, whatever I can help you with. And when you do that, the beginning, most people think, oh, I'm not getting paid. Why would I do it? Here's the deal. This is how I've connected with literally anyone. Add so much value to them. Help them. Heck, make them money. And when you start doing this, they're all open ears. And then you know what happens? You get into their circle and you build trust with them, and then you'll start making money. And then you're going to be on the level they are, because they're going to introduce you to all their friends who have a lot of money, who will pay you what you deserve. You may spend 6 months working for free, but you know what? The value of that in a lifetime is going to be 10x or 100x, because then you're going to be at a point where you're going to jumpstart and you're not going to have to go through all the other bullshit. So add value to somebody, help them make money, learn from them, and they become your mentor. And then you can, that's a quick way to jump to influencer status. And that's something, the things I've done. So those are the main tips. Again, go through it. You need to build your personal brand. Just start, take pictures, do video, build your brand. Two, you need to build your own tribe, whether you first, you write a book and you put it out there, or you create a podcast show, or you create your own YouTube show, whatever it is. And then three, you need to, once you know kind of area you want to work on, you get better at from there. Once you figure out exactly what you want, find somebody out there who can help you and basically add value to them. They become your mentor, but in return, you're providing value to them. It's a win-win. That will get you to where you want to go, and it'll make it so much easier. And for me, when you work in influencers, you work with top people in the industry, people take you seriously. You can charge whatever the hell you want, and you can pick and choose who you work with. And that's what I've done. So for you listening, if you follow that, you will make it happen. And honestly, if you follow that, you reach out to me and you add value to me and you make my company money, I'm going to give you money in return, and I'm going to take you along the way to wherever you want to go. And that's how I built my team, and how I've built my team now. People believe in the vision. They add value in return. If they add enough value, to bring them on, and then they make a lot of money.
Beautiful. There you go. So anybody out there that has someone that they are definitely gravitating towards, they relate to, and you can go there and do something that's going to help them, as Brandon mentioned, just start something. Stay consistent. I'm a big fan that, you have to, do the right things consistently. And this is the key, long enough. So many people that I, have seen try things and then it gets too hard and they stop. Or they don't pivot and, maybe learn some other way of, articulating what they really want to do. I think it's a shame because, dreams are killed so much on doubts of themselves and unfortunately bumping into a small failure, if you want to call it. I like to call them stepping stones. But
yep.
Brandon, thank you so much for, giving us that, little rant alone.
Yeah, sorry.
It was beautiful. Beautiful. It was a beautiful rant, I should say.
I got to say, guys, I've done a lot of interviews myself. I've interviewed over 300 entrepreneurs now.
Not quite
JLD, but one thing I've learned, for me, I'll rant and I'll go in. But some people, they'll give you, they'll answer the question in 10 seconds or 30 seconds, and then you got to pry them to get more out of them.
Right.
You don't need to pry me.
Not at all. You're definitely someone that's easy to interview because you can go on.
But flip the switch and stand back.
Right? I love that, though, because it makes our job easy, doesn't it, sure does. Alan, for sure.
Well, it also makes the audience know that Brendan knows what he's talking about.
Right.
Yeah. But what have I missed, guys? I want to answer questions because I really want to bring the most to the audience. Anytime I go on a show, I want to bring the most value. What are things would you want to know?
I think that was huge. I mean, for me, it was one of the questions that I wanted to make sure that, for our audience, sitting there and thinking, I want to clarify one thing for our audience. Never compare yourself to someone's middle You know, Brandon's got a long, you know, road ahead of him of things he's going to create. And, you know, I would say he's just scratching the surface on some of the success he has. But don't compare yourself. But what he was sharing with you was just start something and go at it and stay with it and stay consistent and, you know, learn along the way, learn from the things that, you know, set you back and quite frankly, help you define as, you know, you mentioned, Brandon, you started something, you thought you were going to stay with that, and it led to something else that opened your eyes to say, hey, wait a second. I really, really love this part of it. And now I'm sharing with people how they can do that, you know, with video and like you said, a media company now where you weren't going down that road originally. But it opened up for you and still plays a major part in all the other moving parts that you obviously have really great skill set in. So I think it's incredible and a great lesson for our audience to learn from. So for me, that was a big question that I wanted to cover, you know, for our group. Alan, you know, these shows go so quick, don't they? But I'm sure we could squeeze something else in if you had another.
Yeah, you guys, 10 more minutes. I can do an extra 5 minutes. I love talking to you guys.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's,
go ahead, it's Alan. Let's bring him.
Joy to have you back on the show. It's just fun to chat with you because you're willing to share what you're doing. I mean, most people aren't willing to share, but there's a big thing that you do, I think, that a lot of entrepreneurs are afraid to do or don't do, and you reinvest in yourself. Yeah. And I don't just mean in your personal development. I mean in your ideas. And yes, part of that comes with success. With success comes confidence, and with that confidence comes a bigger action, right? But I think a lot of people, they get successes, and they don't reinvest in themselves to broaden, to create new from what they have. They get comfortable.
You know that, yeah. So I want to share a point there. And so, yes, like you're 100% right. And this makes me think about Steve Jobs, you know, Steve Jobs and Wozniak, when they were actually, they have a famous commercial out that was during Super Bowl. And it was their company, but they didn't own it all. And their company said to go against not putting the commercial, because it was like $250,000 or something. And they didn't want to put the commercial out on Super Bowl. But Steve Jobs and Wozniak, they're like, hey, how about we just split it and pay for it ourselves? And they did, and they put it out. It was a huge hit and made them a lot of money. But I think about that example for my own business. For me, like some people want to have the luxurious cars and they want to have the nice house and everything. And I'm pretty content, especially like growing up in Iowa. I'm simple. Like I don't need everything too fancy. But what I like to invest in, like I just spent a few thousand bucks the other day on equipment for our filming. And we got a drone coming in. We have all these different things. And I invest in spending a lot of money going to these, sometimes at an event or in my brand, like literally we'll drop money for our camera crew for creating epic content. That's all in my brand. And you're right. I invest it all back into my brand. And because I know that investment now, and if it's $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 here and there from this, I know this brand will build up. And you look what Tony Robbins has done. And right. If you want to get any kind of like mentorship, him one-on-one, he charges, I think it's I think there's a waiting list. It's $1 million plus he gets a percentage of the company. And that whole approach is what I'm taking. And I will get to that point sooner than Tony did. And the reason being is because of the power of technology. Right. And Tony's done some great things, but now with the power of technology, everybody listening, you have something that you can bypass our past successful people because of what we have capability, the internet. And for me, I'm building my brand to get to that point where, hey, I pick and choose. Hey, it's $1 million. And hey, we get a percentage because that's where it really goes. And again, right. I love investing in myself and this is fun. Buying things that builds our company is toys to me. When I have to go pay for something that isn't making me money back and it's not going towards our dream, it hurts me, guys. It hurts me deep down inside. I feel like, oh, I don't want to do it. But invest in yourself because it'll grow. I mean, plant the seeds now and the trees will grow. And one other thing, I know it sounds like people are like, how do you do all the different things you do? And really, all of it aligns. It all aligns with my goal. And once you know what your big goals are, it's all black and white because you only choose things that are going to help you get close to your end goal. And for me, investing with the PR firm, that invested to build our awareness. The TV show, that everything, it builds up our brand, our awareness. It gets me towards that goal. And also, it allows me to charge more. So again, everything I do, there's a purpose behind it. I don't just do it to do it because it's fun. I do it because it all aligns with everything else. And if they don't tangle together well, then I'm going to take it on, because then it's a separate and it doesn't align with my goals. So figure out if you are going to invest in a couple of companies, and this is what investors do, but you're going to invest in a couple of companies, or if you're going to build up your business, like, only take on projects that will supplement one each other. Otherwise, it's going to get you spread too thin.
Sure. You charge all your decisions back to continuity and harmony. And I think a lot of people don't do that, or maybe they don't know to do that. But, you know, charge everything back to, is this going to help me do one of two or three things? Is it going to help me elevate where I'm at to be able to do more of what I do? Is it going to broaden our horizons, or is it going to give more to my client base based on my vision? And if it doesn't, then you don't go there, whether it be, person, place, or thing. You have to deviate, because then it becomes some part of somebody else's objective. And that totally deviates you from where you want to be and what you want to achieve.
100%. You knocked it on the head there too. Like, it's if it's not part of your objective, and even if it's $100,000 you're making short term, is it worth it for the long term for you to focus your energy? And let's say you took on a job that was $100,000 that you make in 3 months, and for one job, but it was working in a totally different direction than what you're aligned with. What if you spent the 3 months not taking that $100,000, but working on your own project? What would that be of the value,
right,
6 or 8 months from now? It'd be well worth more than that, I imagine. So that's just kind of the mindset. Sometimes it's hard to pick and choose what is exactly aligned with it or not. And that's why when you have a team and you have that synergy and collaboration, I mean, every Tuesday, well, today's being it, I do a mastermind call with my team, and we think about what we need to go next and what are strategies for that week and the next week and month. And once you build a team, you build a mastermind group, you can really achieve anything.
So true.
Absolutely. Huge words of wisdom, and I hope everybody's taking notes, because you could have written your whole business plan based on this conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not very good at business plans, but this would be a good one.
Right.
Hey, ready for your name, right?
Yeah. That's, oh man, that's so true. But yeah, guys.
No, that's fantastic, Brandon. It's so much admiration for you. You're such a likable guy as well. And I think that's a big thing that people are attracted to, is you're an easy going guy, and you're humble at that. And I think that that's what people, really want as well, is that they can relate to you, and that's a big thing. So, continued success for you, my friend. It's a pleasure having you on the show, and, I'd love to have you on again and again and again, because it's always a lot of fun. So what I'd like to propose, though, for you, and we've got the audience listening in, because we're gonna either get a yes or a no here, so we're gonna close you on this. we'd love to have you on a live Facebook show while we record and take some questions as well. Would you be willing to do something like that?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. Excellent. I think that'll be fantastic, and maybe when your book is just about ready to be released and get some hype around that, we would love to bring it to our audience and then promote that and help you out, because I love what you're doing, definitely, and I think it'd be a lot of fun.
That means a lot to me. I'm definitely I'm down for that. I love the aspect of live, and that's like a hobby and little ego thing for me, is I like to go on TV because it's live in front of a lot of people. So like, sure. I'll do a Facebook Live, and I'll bring whatever you guys want me to do for value to your audience. And again, I appreciate coming on. I've been on a lot of shows, and this is a lot of fun, especially talking to you guys, because it's just a perfect, tripod we got here talking.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my God, they're a tripod.
We're a tripod.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. And for our audience, listen, follow Brandon. He's all over social media. He does a lot of Facebook Lives, to his point. Go to BrandonTAdams.com, or I think LiveToGrind.com as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, LiveToGrind.com. And if you guys want to get access to my book, it's Live to Grind, The Journey to the Destination. It comes out here first week in April. You can just go to LiveToGrind.com. I really spent 2 years on this book, and I mean, you just get one thing out of it. And I've spent so much time in this. It's going to be audible too, because for me, I don't really read books anymore. I listen. So I made it audible for you. And
you gonna,
check it out.
Let me interrupt you a second. Are you going to read your own book?
I am going to read my own book, because I believe the power of my voice for podcasting. Yep. I have to read my own book, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I love it. And you got a great podcast as well. So check it out, folks. You can find Brandon just by, you know, Googling him, and he's all over. He's got an excellent digital DNA, and you'll be able to see a lot of what he does and videos and everything else. And, you know, recommend you you connect with him as well. He's such a great guy and a great speaker as well. And you know, I know Brandon, you do some speaking events and yeah. often on stages. So you're dynamic, you're definitely a great influencer. So thank you so much for being an influence to us and coming on the show and having some fun with us.
Yeah, and thank you to you guys again too. You guys I've been on over 100 shows and credit shows. This has got to be one of my favorite to be on. You guys do a great experience to bring the best out of guests, and just congrats to you. Keep doing it, man. I'll come back in the future when we get other things out, the show and everything else.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that. And Alan, we've got this now on recording, so we've got a direct quote from Brandon T. Adams.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's always a great pleasure. And again, thank you so much. Alan's excellent to hang out with you. We've been on quite the full day here, and always so much fun. And listen, you know, to our audience, if you have any questions, we'll post when Brandon's going to be live on Facebook. So come and follow. We'll figure out how to put it on his feed as well as our feed. We've got some technology, to Brandon's point. Technology is, you know, can definitely change the trajectory of where your business can go. So check this stuff out. We'll make sure you know what it is. So we'll share it with you. And we're really excited. So come to info@thinkboldbebold.com if you have any questions. Of course, we always appreciate any shares and all that sort of stuff as well. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.